The Danny Hughes Company angered state environmental regulators back in December when it went ahead with a process similar to fracking at a well site in Collier County. The state did not disclose the incident until April, causing an uproar. In a series of press releases, DEP demands the company hold three public meetings, allow public access to its site, testify before the county commission, and explain how it disposed of and treated water used during the December incident. Danny Hughes Company spokesman David Blackman says the company is in the process of complying with most of DEP's demands. However,
for a regulator to issue a press release like that with no prior notice to the regulated company before the company actually receives the letter, and as you well know, there are a lot of advanced technological ways to get an actual letter to a recipient before a press release goes out. It's quite extraordinary.
Blackman admits the company delayed in responding to DEP because of the controversy generated around its well. The company had already planned a public tour of its site on the 15th, the same day DEP is demanding a response, and Blackman says public meetings are in the works. A DEP official says the agency will decide by the 18th whether to grant the Danny Hughes Company final approval to drill another exploratory well in Collier County that would be located near a neighborhood. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.